now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
Yo, what up? What up, good people? What up with y'all? We're shaking. What up with y'all, man? It's going down. What you know good and all that good shit. Y'all know what it is. What up? Keita, Kentucky. Cyber Soul. What up with y'all? What's up with y'all on the live? What up? Keita, you drain? What you drain from? You drain from this rap beef? What's going on? What's up? Get shaking. Get ready to get started here in a minute. What up with y'all on this good Monday, man? Today has been a day in hip hop. Ah, man. Yes, sir. Hey, it most definitely has. What's good? What's good about the Cypher Soul? About to hit the studio. That's what's up. Yeah, today been a crazy, conflicting hip hop day, man. We're gonna talk about that later on today too, man. It'd be interesting to see what y'all take is on some of this madness. Which side of the fence do y'all land on, man? Are you conflicted? What's up? We're gonna get to it. Ain't no hoodie to jump in this thing. We gonna get to it, man. What y'all think about y'all mans? What y'all think about it? What's going down, man? I'm a huge Cole fan, man, but this one hit me. I think I was friendly. They could have kept going. That's what I'm... Hey, I'm with you. I don't even know what's going on no more. I don't even know what's happening. At all. You know what I mean? It's hip-hop. I'm confused. I don't know what the problem is. Man, what hoodie at, y'all? What up, Amore, man? What's good with you? I wish he didn't that. Hey, I feel I'm with y'all. This shit is crazy. We waiting on hoodie, man. We get jumping here in a minute. Amore, what up, man? The hip-hop's got people in here stressed. Couple people, they in here stressed about this. They conflicted. So getting the response and then hearing them go, hey, go brother, man, was totally expecting. Not like this, though. I knew you would not double down. Yeah. Hey, yeah, I'm with you. I knew he would piece it up, but I ain't know he was going to apologize and in less than 48 hours piece it up. It's wild out here. But we going to get to it. We going to get to it. Like, I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted with y'all. I don't know what this shit about. And then everybody's big standing and copping pleas for J. Cole and I don't understand what's going on. They just saying wow shit. I am befuddled. Low key, the whole album got K Dot disses and not just the 7 minute. Yeah. J. Cole took an L twice. Yeah. I'm with you. And I ain't really conflicted either, man. And look, hopefully, man, we get started here quickly. But look, I'm not conflicted with y'all either, man. Listen. J. Cole did hold them. He's holding them L's. I want to say I'm out with the P shit. That's cool. But you can't pop a bunch of shit like you the GOAT. You Muhammad Ali. You the best. And then you say you sorry. You sorry. Soon you dare niggas to speak your name. And then you said sorry. You came out as an MC and made valid points in your response diss. You had some good points, and then you apologized. What the fuck? What's going on? I was almost ready to go on Joe Budden type rant today. What up with y'all rocking out with us on the live, man? What up? What up? Because those points aren't really valid. He didn't believe any of the stuff he was saying. Hey, I say Drake better come with a back-to-back. Drake ain't coming with a back-to-back. I don't know what Drake coming with. He got to come with something, though. I don't know if he's going to come with a back-to-back. Who knows? Hey, Amore, though, he did have some valid. I mean, listen, if he didn't believe half, I don't know. He had some good points, though. He said that man's second album was overhyped. That's a good point. It's a good argument for that. He didn't enjoy the social media. Hey, discourse. He did not. Yeah, he did not. Y'all right about that. He didn't like that shit at all. Miss Seductive. Yeah. What up with y'all rocking with us on the live, man? He's talking discographies and he has the worst of the big three. Hey, that's fucking true, G. Hey, I thought that too, though. He does not have the better projects of the three. What up?
What's happening?
What's good with you, man?
Not shit, same shit, different day, bro.
Yeah. We got people in here. They already. Some people in here talking about they hip hop stress. They going through it today.
They going through it,
hoodie man.
Oh man,
already. You know what I'm saying? Did not. I don't know if it's the clips or what. It's definitely
Pusha T fucking everything. Going.
Yeah, the clip. Pusha T and his brother out here fucking up everything. I don't know what's wrong with them, but they got the shit out of alignment. It is not aligned. I don't know if niggas chakras ain't right.
Nigga work.
But
it's cause I tell you why the clips is fucked up, cause the clips is fucked up cause Pharrell and Chad beefing. That's what's going on.
So they fucked up all of it from the giddy up.
Fucked up the clips.
Yeah.
And it fucked up everything.
We couldn't see shit for a minute, but we already couldn't see shit. That's what they were trying to. Yeah. That's what they was trying to, you know what I'm saying, distract us from. The shit was already fucked up.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. The clips distract you from the fact the cow was getting the fuck up out of Kentucky. That's what happened.
I forgot about that bullshit. Look, well, I don't even care about them niggas down the road, but that shit is funny.
That nigga cow got the fuck out of here like a thief of the night, boy.
Hey, got fresh out the deuces. Say good luck. Good luck,
man,
to you, niggas.
Nigga said, y'all. See you later. Hey, you know he wanted to get the fuck out of here when he went to Arkansas.
Yeah, hey, I swear to God. Good luck. Good luck.
This nigga went to Arkansas to get the fuck out of UK. That is crazy,
hey, bro. Hey, that man left, shot the deuces, and then casually took a stroll with his dog in a baby carriage down Lexington Road this afternoon.
I'm surprised they murk that nigga.
I'm surprised too. I'm surprised he was able to peacefully walk down that shit. He talking about no comment.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
He said no comment, Cal.
Yeah, he said no comment. They try to get a
made the comment last night.
When he signed the paperwork.
Dude, you got the hell out of here. Nigga, crazy. That's the comment, Cal.
That was it. Yeah, he's telling y'all crazy. I'm about her. That is crazy. There's a lot of crazy shit going on today.
Cole apologizing and shit, man.
Hey, man, we're going to get right to it, man. Let's jump into it, man. Let's jump into the pod. Like, we do have a guest coming on later on in the pod, but we're going to jump into it, man. Hold on.
What is the definition of later on?
That's what I found out about 10 minutes ago.
What's the definition of later on?
Like, what's later on? About 20 minutes or so.
Hey, we had some niggas that was supposed to come on and got told later on, give us a minute, and that shit never happened.
He ain't gonna do us like that, hoodie, though.
I'll be like at no specific time nowadays.
He's not gonna do this like that, though.
We got burnt before.
Hey, let's get into it, man. Listen, welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast, your weekly discussions of all things music and pop culture. As usual, man, I got my main man, big homie Hoodie, in this thing, man. What up, Hoodie?
What's happening?
You got it, man. And I'm your man, King Acklin, in this thing, man. Listen. And it's dope, though. Listen, this is season 3, episode 22, man. But if you've been rocking with us for a minute, this is episode 147 overall. So, yeah, we cooking on the pod episodes.
Indeed.
Let's get right to this Manic Monday. Listen, there's a lot of shit going on. They're like, we was just talking about, man, the clips. You know what I'm saying? They got niggas shook. We don't know what happened. We don't know what's going on. And we're going to bring some of this back up. Later on, when I guess comes back on too. But look, we already into it, man. The first thing that we got people on the pod rocking with us, they are stressed out. So J. Cole, if you are been in the bushes somewhere, J. Cole dropped a Kendrick Lamar diss track. He dropped the whole project out the blue, and then he apologized less than 48 hours later. Hoodie,
that's some of the softest rap shit I ever seen in my life, dog. I don't know if I've ever seen nothing more soft in some rap shit before.
Hey.
I ain't gonna lie.
And I'm glad, because look, you're an MC, you're an artist. And even if you won, this is crazy.
Man. As a rapper, when it comes to competition, I don't care who you are. And I mean this as disrespectfully as you want to take it. As a rapper, when it comes to rapping against niggas, it is fuck all you niggas, bro. You niggas cannot rap better than me, and I don't give a fuck what you think. Now, at the end of the day, we can be cool. But, hey, when it comes to my craft, and I'm not apologizing for it.
Yeah. Hey.
These niggas just wasn't shooting at each other. Nigga, they rapping, bro.
That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, this ain't no, our crew great fight your crew in the street. You're not shooting. Families are not in danger. Like, you know what I mean?
Nigga act like it was Biggie and Tupac happening or something again, dog.
Yeah, that's what I guess. Like, but fuck all that. Like, and listen, I thought we were going to add a new segment where we said, y'all just be saying shit. And we gonna throw that in here. Niggas just be saying shit, bro. I'm disappointed. And I miss me with all that maturity, growth, all that. Y'all don't understand. But I done seen so much bullshit getting spilled. And I get all that. If that ain't who you are, that's cool. We're gonna talk about more of this later, because that's part of the question of the day. But miss me with all that. Like, I seen a nigga respond and say, if y'all don't got kids, y'all don't understand. What the fuck we need to understand? Your families are not in danger, my nigga. What are we saying?
Think about the kids. Think about the children.
Families are not in danger, G. What are we talking about?
Nah, niggas is caping for that nigga because he did some dumbass, soft ass shit, bro.
Yeah. What they say? So.
That nigga read the internet and seen niggas was like, hey, this ain't all that.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Niggas seen that niggas was saying that was mid.
That's what and it they, was, bro.
He got to thinking about that shit.
Yeah, that shit. So he might fuck around this Drake now just because. I can't rap. But this nigga now.
This nigga, though, I can get him.
Yeah, that shit is soft, bro.
Well, look, Keita, what they say? Social media and fans on their respective platforms have really fucked up how discourse goes. The same motherfuckers that question who really listens to Jay-Z. Yeah, social media is everything. It is nothing that'll happen. Well, social media ain't gonna fuck it up. Like, have people just saying shit, bro. Like, what do you mean? This is hip hop. It's supposed to be entertaining and fun. And why is you apologizing? Why you say I'm sorry?
Nah, I don't get it, brody. I don't get it.
I don't get it now. Why he even dropping shit then? Somebody with the Cook Guys, they said the project was might delete later. Well, you shouldn't even put that shit out, my nigga.
Man, you should. Nah.
Kept that in the tub.
I'm disappointed in J. Cole, bro. I ain't even gonna lie.
I really am too, dog. I'm really disappointed, G. Like, because J. Cole can rap, and like, you've been screaming at niggas, ripping niggas, other niggas, you on their track, ripping their shit. You lightweight dissing niggas on their own track subliminally. Why? Taking shots, you know what I'm saying? You doing all this shit, and you damn near daring niggas to call you out. I believe he even said it. He dared somebody to say his name, and then a nigga said his name, and this nigga dropped something. It's like, bruh, he jumped off the porch and then ran right back inside.
This nigga Cole say, bro, I said this the other day somewhere. This nigga Cole said, what'd he say? Niggas been counting me out. What'd he say? What was the word? I'm grabbing the bullets. I'm loading the clip.
Yeah.
I'm writing down names.
I'm making a list. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm Xing them off. I'm getting them hit. You know what I'm saying? Fam, what is going on, dog? Is this where we at? Like,
this nigga act like he was John Wick out here.
That's what I'm saying. The nigga.
I'm disappointed, bro. I'm disappointed in Jermaine.
I'm disappointed in Jermaine, dog. You know what I'm saying? He tried to tell y'all. Kendrick told y'all when he did the He Run New York shit. He called all them the same niggas out. This shit is crazy. Pop shit apologize, nigga, just saying his kids. Yeah. That shit is wild. Like, what does he go from here, bro? They said this nigga ain't even he ain't even part of the big three. They said they swapped him out for Future now.
Oh, man. Nah, bro, that shit.
I
don't even know what to say about J. Cole, bro. That nigga J. Cole, dog, I don't even know what to say about that nigga.
I don't either, dog. Like, what?
There's no excuse for me, bro. It's just rapping. Like, there's no excuse, bro.
That's the a
nigga,
fact.
You just rapping, nigga. Y'all wasn't fighting, shooting. Y'all niggas is rapping, dog.
Yeah, ain't no, like, it ain't like when y'all seen each other, y'all gonna fight. This is just hip-hop shit.
Yeah. I don't like that shit.
I mean, shout out to everybody rocking with us on the live, man. West Blade, the real Anna B. Shout out to Anna B on the live. What up? But, hey, it's wild. I'm disappointed, bro. Like, J. Cole, and then niggas is just, I love it that he's being honest and being true to himself. Man. Yeah, that's all good. Fuck up with that. 3A Honcho, what up?
They can shut
the hell
up with that, dog.
Yo, they can miss me with that, dog. Rap, don't be scared. Like, what the fuck is the problem? What y'all think, man? I've seen a couple people chime in, man. Listen, some bullshit. Kid of Kentucky still, you know what I'm saying? They fucked up about this.
Nigga said he couldn't sleep. That nigga said he couldn't sleep. Man,
yeah.
Hey, can we move on? This nigga,
we'll break this back up later. Nigga, look, what is it?
He couldn't sleep, bro.
Gave him some melatonin.
Soft, motherfucker. Hey. Man, I don't want to talk bad about J. Cole, but
me neither, bro.
About this dog, I'm going to have to talk real bad about J. Cole.
We're going to get into it a little bit later. Shit. Hey, like, I felt he was getting real emotional up there talking about it too, G.
Hey, hey, there's a song by Common that fits J. Cole very much so right now.
What's that?
Hey, y'all hip hop heads, I'm gonna let y'all guess what song I'm talking about by Common. But it has something to do with about something being in you, because I can see it in J. Cole right now.
Oh my God, dog, see?
See it in J. Cole right now.
God, dog, damn. Damn shame we're having a call.
Ackman, I'll let you tell them the song, bro. Hey.
Nah. Let me figure it out. Yeah, hey.
Just Google some Common diss songs.
One of them niggas says it bothers me when the guys get to acting like the Bronx. Speaking of the Bronx, what's next, bro? Listen, I seen you post this. You hood Stradamus.
I almost called myself that too, but I don't think it sounded right. I was like, I gotta think of another.
You
one.
Trying to figure out a good play on that?
How to work the Stradamus in that bitch?
Look, they got it, the bitch in you. Yeah,
There you go.
I knew the cook gods.
Yeah, there you go, cook guys. That's exactly what I see in J. Cole, bro.
Yeah, but anyway, we're gonna come back to this because we gotta get into it some more. But look, Hustradamus tried to tell us months ago that the city girls don't even really like each other. They don't fuck with each other like that no more. And lo and behold, they went back and forth today. Was that today, Hoodie?
Today.
Hey, tell us about it. Tell us about JT and Young Mammy. What happened?
The city girls didn't like each other no more, bro. I said this shit months ago, dog.
What happened, bro? What's the problem?
I can tell by body language that they ain't fuck with each other, bro. Like, I can tell.
What's the problem?
Today, that shit just hit the fan, bro.
What's the problem, though, bro? Like, JT's in outer beefs.
I think it is a little jealousy in there somewhere.
Gotta be.
I hate to say it, but I feel like Carisha will start popping off a little bit, and then she kind of was like, hey, it's Carisha first, man. You know, City Girl second. And I think, you know, motherfucker got a little upset about that.
Got a little enough feelings.
Yeah, that's what I think the basis is.
But I agree with you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how some people can't take it, even if, you know what I'm saying, the other person could be solid and they can't take that everybody, for the most part, is always talking about this one person and y'all supposed to be a duo in this thing. Right, all they talking about is you know, Young Miami, Carisha, please. Right. Carisha and Diddy, Carisha this, Carisha that, and they ain't really, you know what I'm saying, talking about JT.
Right. Yeah.
They said JT's miserable. JT into it with Glorilla. That was another one on my list. Random niggas on Twitter.
Nah, yeah, JT going at it with everybody right now. I don't know what JT. I don't know, bro.
I like the city girls too, bro. Like, this is, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Like city girl.
I like the city girls. Like, I don't.
A twerk contest. Saucy Santana or the city girls.
What you mean? Why you keep playing with me? You need it when other niggas get on the pod, bro. Obviously, this is a question for other niggas on the pod. Quit asking me this.
My bad. Wrong co-host, my fault.
Yeah, it's the wrong person. That's Zach. Acklin, I'm back. Shout out to Turn Me Up Hills. Hey.
Oh, man.
I ain't gonna keep talking about that because that's hilarious. I had some more jokes about that, but I wish
that, is, that is hilarious. It'll play up hilarious. Hey, when we do the dope year wrap up, that is definitely going on it.
Yeah, because I wanted, and it made me remind me because Els just got on here, and I was gonna say earlier, but I was busy. I was gonna tell Els, like, Els, how dare you?
What he did?
How dare you let the methodical Santana talk to you like that?
Hold on, what happened?
Nah, we just had some good hip hop debates in the chat earlier today.
Hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie, man. I be so busy, I can't even tap in like I used to.
Yeah, bro, that shit was funny. But listen, bro, what the lady rappers is still beefing now. What happened with JT and Glorilla? Is it more the bullshit? Same JT bullshit?
I feel like JT just fucking with everybody right now.
And she had to interrupt Glorilla's wonderful weekend with her new project and them, and you know what I'm saying, them hits on that. What's the problem?
I like Glorilla's album. I mean, her little project too. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I like that shit
like
too.
Like the first 8 tracks on Glorilla's new project is all 9 skips. I'm gonna tell y'all.
That's a win.
Yeah, you feel Glorilla me? Going off.
That's a win for Glorilla. Listen, and damn, we keep coming back to this, bro. The Glorilla and the Meg is a banger. The video is even better.
Man, hey, and I want to take a special time, just a special moment, to put all seriousness, bro. I want to put some thoughts and prayers and like some special blessings to Miss Megan Thee Stallion for all the good work she's doing with the community of women on Instagram and these videos. y'all deserve all the blessings from God, and I hope God continues to bless y'all and give y'all everything that y'all need in life. And anytime y'all want to get on Instagram and praise clap the way y'all are praise clapping towards the community and showing us the gifts that God has given you.
Yeah.
Me and Acklin will be here to hit the double tap. Just to let y'all know.
We are here. We're here to click the double tap.
That's all it takes.
That's it. We show y'all love. We appreciate that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And listen, it will never be a conflict with me and Hoodie.
So God bless you, Megan Thee Stallion.
I'm always picking you, Megan Thee Stallion. Keep up the good fight. Man. Encore. God Encore. Bless. Encore. Can we have more?
Man, I'm here for it. I just seen Brittany do hers. Bless you, man.
Yeah, bless you. You bringing them out.
You know what? As for right now,
yeah.
Fuck Tory Lanez. I'm with you, man.
You, hey, listen,
girl. You're girl, fuck him. Fuck him, girl.
You can fire the hoodie. Listen, yeah, he's on y'all side.
That nigga
need to do that 10.
Yeah. Do your time, nigga.
Do your time, G. You shouldn't have did that shit. How dare y'all, nigga?
Kentucky said it's a lot of movement on y'all time.
It definitely.
It's a lot of movement.
That screen is shaking.
But I just feel like, why the fuck is Megan gonna post a 6-hour-long video on Instagram? That shit is crazy.
What?
I went 6 hours. I just kept watching it.
That shit's crazy.
I thought it was 6 hours long.
I'm about to go back. I need to see this 6-hour video. You know, my bad. Hey, I missed it.
Don't stop.
Just keeps going.
Crazy. Instagram.
Shout out to everybody rocking with.
Disrespecting you now, Ills. What is going on?
He talking about the light skin disrespect.
Wait, you and Tory together. Is that what happened?
I don't know what happened, G.
Hey, I fuck with Tory Lanez, bro, but Tory, fuck you for right now.
You ain't got
these girls on here showing what God blessed them with.
Yeah. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the fact that I gotta think about it, that he deprived us of all that long time period with no Megan on IG bro. So now I'm mad.
Nah, Hoodie is in, nah, bro, you wrong. Hoodie is in full nigger mode right now, boy. Boy. Matter of fact, when y'all clip this shit up, make sure y'all splice in some of the video.
Hey, yeah. I gotta put that in. I mix that in, you know what I'm saying?
Put a few up in there.
Like this one. Like this one, Q.
Yeah, that one
for the clips.
Johnny Blaze.
Bow.
Just pretty boom.
Bow.
Look, just when you thought he's done, bow, another one. Oh, man. Hey, man.
Hey, that's hilarious. I swear to God, listen, and look, let me just tell y'all right now. We don't give a fuck if y'all don't like it. Me and Hoodie are sending it back and forth to each other on the clips and laugh.
Man, all day long.
Be excited.
Fuck them. Yeah. Get with the program.
Hey, man, get with it, man. Listen. Oh, God. All right. What else we got? Listen, Hoodie. I know you're a huge wrestling fan, G.
Hey, man.
What up?
The Tribal Chief lost his belt. Look at that shit. You see it?
I mean wrestling is a part of pop culture, but listen, let me give you the specific tie in here. What's up with your boy?
Hey, man, that's not my boy at all.
Get up, Rock.
Nah, that nigga said, bruh, this nigga Meek Mill said, hey, get up. I said, no, bruh, what is going on? Hey, we are watching. Hey, this might be the worst artist downfall we've seen in a while.
Hey, somebody else said that, bro. And we keep getting evidence. I keep not wanting to admit that it's true, but it might be, bro.
I'm gonna tell you, bro. If niggas find a flaw in Dreams and Nightmares, it's over. That's all he got left
is Dreams and Nightmares at this point. If
niggas find a flaw in that song, it's over.
Yeah. That niggas found one line, no, two words that's wrong.
Yeah, it's over.
That nigga said, get up.
Nah, that shit was terrible, dog. Then he on here going off on Wale today.
Why Wale catch, like, I'm so confused, and then Wale just politely gave his input and just make Meek Mill like a fool, G.
Nigga, it's Pusha T and Malice, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
What is going on now? We thought MMG was back solid.
Man, I don't know.
Get a positioning. Why
is nah, that nigga, what he say? Situate him.
Yeah.
Situate him.
And I'm not rock out. Hey, what's up?
Hey, bro.
Of all the millions of people, bro, how they catch me? Like, what is going on, dog?
I'm gonna steal that shit. I can't wait to randomly yell at niggas and say, situate him. Oh, man.
You can't wait to yell at him.
Can't wait to tell a nigga, situate him. Fuck, does that even mean, me? Like, what the hell?
I don't know, bro. That was wild. Shout out to T on the live.
Situate her.
Situate. T, get situated. Get up.
Hey, man, don't tell me to situate no nigga, dog. Come on.
Don't nobody ever tell me to get up like that either. Yeah, like.
I'm going to stay laying her. I ain't getting up.
Hey, we talking about Meek Mill, y'all. Way he telling The Rock to get up, man.
Yeah.
Like his little girly fan.
That shit was crazy.
Oh, God. Listen, man, this is season 3, episode 22 of the Dope Dope Podcast, man. We are rocking out on IG Live. So if you listening to this later, man, we interacting with the folks on the live and talking shit. Hey, man, you know what it is, man. We done ran through several shit. What up? But other than that hoodie, though, what? I mean, I know you love some. What else? Did you love the WrestleMania shit? No.
It was light, bro. Yeah, it was light. I hate that because it wasn't bad, but it was light.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It was real light. I was mad. Hey, bro, you know I'm part of the bloodline, so I was mad Roman lost the belt.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, I'm one of the ones. We the ones.
Nah, okay. Bloodline. Did you?
I acknowledge the tribal chief.
You do?
Yeah, you know.
Did you tell Roman to get up?
Nah, I did not. That is something I did not do.
Oh, God.
I did not situate him.
You did not situate him, man. Listen.
Uh-oh, hold on. Look like Furious Floyd just joined.
Let's get him on. We go get him situated right here.
Situate him. Floyd.
Get up.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
There we go. What up?
What up, man?
What up, though?
What up? We rocking with Furious Floyd. Welcome to the pod. What up?
You BML.
Good.
What up, though?
What'd you say, Hoodie?
Said you BML. You said, what up, though?
Oh, yeah. Floyd, you be
when you ask that kind of tribal chief.
Oh, so, okay,
yeah.
Oh, you can't acknowledge the tribal chief.
Yeah, I mean, granted, I'm cool with what they did with Cody. Like, it makes sense, but like, hold on, it makes sense, but I don't know. I'd like to see Roman beat Hogan streak just because fuck Hulk Hogan. You know what I'm saying?
Big fuck Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Hey, see, look, I like Furious Floyd already. He on my same type of time.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Cody, but, bro, hey, I wanted Roman to keep going, dog.
The thing about Roman that's so crazy is, God damn, hold on. I'm trying to figure this out. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Good? Yeah, the thing about Roman is, like, that nigga, like revolutionized, like, in-match shit. Like, just talking cash shit to niggas. While in the match, Like, he hit the crossroads on Cody and shit and did his move. And then right after, he tried to pin him and he kicked out. He was like, that move fucking sucks. He's like, that move don't beat nobody. I'm just like, yo, this nigga here, like, he makes it, he be going real gangster on niggas
that
in
nigga
matches.
That nigga brought me back to wrestling, like, tough, bro.
For real.
That nigga Roman, like, brought me back.
Like, if there's anybody that kind of exudes that attitude era, like, bad asshole heel shit, it's like him. You know what I mean? Like, so I really respected it, but unfortunately, you know, the Cody shit made all the sense in the world. You can't have the nigga lose again. If he loses again, then
he loses all his
fucking juice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, man.
Yeah. Shout out to that shit, Rast.
Yeah.
Look, actually,
man, listen.
Like, I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas talking about.
I ain't been tapped in so long.
You know that shit fake, right?
What up?
That type of shit.
What up, Furious Floyd, man? Shout out to you, man. What up?
How y'all doing?
We appreciate you joining the pod, man. We got Furious Floyd on the pod, man. How are you, sir? Hey, man, listen.
I'm good, man.
The Invincible Spit Kicker 3, man.
Yeah, that's
one of them ones, man. How you feeling about it?
I'm very content, for real. Like, it's like, I've been working on that album for so long, and like, you know, it was a piecemeal thing kind of over the course of time. So basically, like, the first song I wrote for that was like before COVID. You know what I'm saying? And then over the course of time, I started adding more and more songs. And basically, you know, I'm always making songs, but a lot of the shit that I had been making since COVID was shit with the record label. So, like, you know, we got the Natives thing where, you know, we take all the artists that tour. So, like, me and Q Mystic and Dom and Ramel and, you know, Whip sometimes too. And we would go out and tour. So when we toured, we had a bunch of songs together and we just ended up making a super group called the Natives. You know what I mean? So a lot of my shit recently had been Natives music or me featuring on Q's album or Dom's album or whatever, but I hadn't put out a solo album since like 2018, for real.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So it had been a minute, and it wasn't that I couldn't, but it was more so that, you know, I was focused on other things. You know, at the end of the day, like, I'm the COO of the record label. So, like, I run operations, day-to-day operations. You know, help book the shows. Ramel really does most of the show booking, but like, you know, all the organization, you know, if we got to talk to the artists about, you know, something we got to do, I'm the one that stays in close contact with the artists. You know what I mean? I make a lot of phone calls and set a lot of shit up. So like, the label comes first before even myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So a lot of what I do is really label shit. You know, I hadn't been really, really focused on my solo shit for the longest time. And then it's like, it came to the point where like the album was basically done in September. And then in September, my father actually passed away. So
Yeah,
it's all good. I mean, life, bro.
Yeah.
But you know, I had to, you know, drop everything, fly home, you know, get everything together, get all his affairs together. I wrote his obituary on my birthday. He got buried after my birthday. So it was like, it was heavy shit. And then I came home and it was kind of like, everybody was kind of at a point where we had kind of taken a break to take care of family and home shit and everything else. And it was like, you know, nobody was really pressing me for anything. And at a certain point I was like, yo, what are we doing? What do we need? And it was like, nigga, like, take some time. You know what I mean? Like, relax. You got time, whatever. We'll hit the top of the year and we'll hit it running. So, got the album done, and like, this album is just like, it's my masterpiece thus far, at least. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I always feel like I'm always improving. One of the things I put first, I always put, you know, advancing the art first. So I fully expect like my next album to be better than this album. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I always, a lot of people focus on content and you know, being a personality and all that shit like that. And I do that shit too. But for me, the art is always the first thing. Like, if you make great music, then that's the product. You know what I mean? Like, in today's day and age with branding, and I understand all that too, but the way branding works is like, the brand is you. So your product is you.
Right.
And it's like, for me, the product is me, but like, my passion for why I got into this shit in the first place is the music. So at the end of the day, I always focus on the music first. I focus on the business side too, because I have to, but it's really a function of being able to get the music heard by people. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I've been working like a dog, bro, and I've been getting better and better and better. And this was like my first time in about 6 years where I got to pop out and be like, yo, when I'm left to my own devices, my nigga, this is what I do. Yeah, I make this real deep, soul searching, really relatable, humanistic music. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. The tagline for the album, if you download the album's on becreative.com. BKR8V.com. All of our albums are there. Most of our stuff is on streaming, but this one isn't on streaming yet because I wanted to. I've had times where, not recently, but I've had times where Spotify come around and it's like, man, Spotify gonna have to wait till Friday, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is gonna have to, I don't know. You know what I mean? So for me, being able to give the album to people directly and say, hey, here's the album. You can go, you can listen to it on this website. You can download the whole shit for free, because normally we charge about $10 to $12 for each of our albums. You can download this for free. It's not about the money. It's about the music. You know what I mean? This is an album that I wrote knowing good and well that the things that I was talking about are very relatable and are things that I feel like a lot of times people need. You know, we constantly hear people say, man, I miss that feeling. I miss that feeling in the 90s and the shit we grew up and these niggas ain't talking about shit. And, you know, I miss that feeling of like shit I could really relate to. And like, this is that album.
And you know what I mean? We know they be lying.
Yeah, they be lying. Niggas be lying their ass off about that, bro. That's one of the craziest things. Like I wouldn't consider myself a conscious rapper. You know what I mean? Like, but I would kind of like, I talked about this. I was on Charlie Three Times podcast and I was talking about this. Like, conscious rapper is kind of really just like, if you're speaking your truth and talking about, like, you know, the actual things that are going on around you. But for the masses, conscious rapper means, oh man, he's just trying to kick knowledge. He's all peace and positivity. And, you know, like, niggas was trying to get me to wear glasses before I had glasses and to wear a fucking Kangol hat, like fucking Common, and be like, you need to work on your, like, I'm not that into my nigga. Like, I'm not, like, you know what I'm saying? I just, cause I be saying real shit doesn't mean I fit into this archetype of a certain type of person. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I write about what I believe in and the things I think, and this everything on the album is some shit that I've thought through a million times. You know what I mean?
I could tell it was personable to you. And I read a couple things, saw a couple things. I know you said this was like, you felt like this was like your midlife crisis album. And I was like, yeah, but midlife crisis, people out here trying to prove it. It act like, I mean, now that I think about it, you are rapping on there. Like, you have to prove something to everybody. And there's a lot of substance there in the project. And at the end of the day, man, if people want something to listen to and y'all want somebody that's rapping, and like, you are rapping your ass off on this project, bro. Like,
yeah, man. It's like, and the thing is, like, the midlife crisis thing is kind of a joke. I'm not in a midlife crisis.
I figured that.
My way of saying, like, this is an album made for people, for grown ass men that have kids and have families and are at that point in their life where you're thinking about a lot more than the shit that you think about in like your early 20s. Like, I'm not out here worried about going to try to find bitches. I got a wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not out here worried about, like, you know, yeah, bro, I gotta get money. Like, I have money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not at that point where I'm like struggling like that. So it's like, I ain't rich either, but it's not like I have to prove to the world that I have money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, I'm not really searching for validation outside of really enjoying and loving what I do and what my life is every day. And it's like, I made an album for those people. Like, I made an album for, I mean, the album's for everybody, but I wrote an album for like grown motherfuckers with responsibilities and lives and shit. You know, you got to worry about and shit, but like, that you're making it. Yeah. Like, I never wanted the album to feel like I was just bitching and complaining. like even the like heavier songs on the album, they all have a silver lining kind of to them, you know, and a kind of a feeling of more of like an uplifting, like inspirational type of feeling than like a woe is me feeling. The only one that really feels like that a little bit is like Uncanny Valley. And that one was intentionally left on a not sour note, but left on a not super uplifting note because I wanted that message of that song to sink in. So it's like, if I tried to make it, yeah, but we gonna be all right, y'all. At the end of this shit, it's like the message is lost a little bit in that song. You know what right. I mean? So, but everything else was very much like, yeah, nigga, shit be hard, nigga, but we outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we still doing shit. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that was kind of the message I wanted to convey. And it's just like, the album, if you look at the back cover of the album that has like the track listing, next to each track, there's a Roman numeral next to it. And it goes from 1 to 11, but it doesn't go in order. And a lot of people have asked me, like, what does that mean? Like, what's the order? The order of the Roman numerals is the order that the songs were made. So, like,
gotcha.
The one was the first song I made for this album. The one with the 11, which is the Say Love song, which is track 2 on the actual track list of the album, I wrote that one last. You know what I mean? Because that was the song I wrote about my wife, and it was like, I took a long, more time than I usually take with songs to make sure I got that one exactly right. Because that song wasn't about trying to, people are saying like, you know, this needs to be a single. Like, it probably is the single. You know, I intentionally didn't curse in the whole song, except for saying ass, which is passable on radio. Like, intentionally knowing like, nah, this is the one that's going to go. Like, but also like, I didn't write that song for anybody but my fucking wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wrote that song for her. And like, I told her I'm writing a song about you or whatever, because I've written songs about like different random bitches throughout the course of my career. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I never wrote a song about her. You know what I'm saying? So, but it was more of a situation of like, that song had to be exactly right. So like, I had wrote the first verse where I was talking about, you know, how when we first started getting serious and shit. But the second verse, I'm like, how do I take the rest of our 7-year relationship and put it in this little fucking box? And then when we got married, the wedding day was like perfect, nigga. Like the best I could have hoped for. You know what I'm saying? And then in that respect, I was like, okay, so I talk about the wedding in the second verse. And then once I had the song, I played it for her. And she was just sitting there cheesing and just like chuckling and laughing at it. Like, damn, nigga, that really did happen. Loved it. You really did cry when I walked up. That's it. Like, cause she told me that shit. She was like, nigga, you gonna cry. And I was like, no, I'm not. I ain't gonna fucking cry. She fucking, you know, walked up behind me like and was like, hey, my love. And I turned around and I saw her and just boo-hooed, fucking snot dripping, all that
that's
shit.
Real shit. Like,
it was it made me feel like a bitch for real. You know what I'm saying? But it was real, bro. Dog, that was one of the most like beautiful moments of my life, dog. So like, you know, I was like, when it comes to me and writing records, one thing I always say is that like the devil's in the details. Like a lot of times people try to write story tracks or they just try to write tracks about things. And it's like the little details in it are where you know a nigga's not capping. You know what I mean? Like the little shit, like me rapping about, nigga, I started crying when my wife fucking got to the altar type shit. It's not some shit you would make up. You know what I mean? Right. That's not some shit. You know what I mean? Fact. Like you ain't gonna potentially simp yourself out for no reason if that's not what happened.
Yeah,
you know
niggas what I'm saying? Alive, so it's like Eglin.
Yeah.
I did. Hoodie, did you cry?
I did get a little choked up. I ain't gonna lie, but it wasn't my old lady that got me, nigga. It was my son. When my son came down, like, hey, because my son was he was like, shit, how old was my son when I got married? He might have been 6, 7. That was my ring bearer, bro. My nigga.
Hey, and now to get you to see him walking up with the rings, it's like, oh, my little nigga.
Yeah.
I got married drunk, bro. I was gone when I got married. My groomsman, bro, folk, hey, we got in the back and drunk. Mm. So, hey, you know you drinking, them emotions get to hitting, bro. Hey, nigga.
Get up, nigga.
I
should have get the best of you, my nigga, for real.
They situate him.
Get him together. Oh man.
Floyd, what's your favorite track on the project?
That's like asking me what my favorite child is, bro. Like that's
we done lost Hoodie.
That's Oh man. Damn.
You said it's like as your favorite kid. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but my favorite song. Damn, bro. That's a hard fucking question. If I had to pick one. Shit. That it's either the intro to the outro for me, like, and that's because the intro was like I was rapping my fucking ass off, like, uh-huh. That was the one point where I got niggas right at the beginning and was like, I'm one of the best at this shit ever, and I kind of told the story of my career up until this point. Like, when I hear the song and I hear, like, the little shit at the background, a little vocal sample, is actually my last album release in 2018. And at the end, my name used to be Pronoun. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah? I changed my rap name from Pronoun to Furious Floyd for a lot of reasons. But one of the main reasons, besides that there's a million people named Pronoun now, is it has a whole different... I named myself Pronoun because it's a literary term. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's, like, you know, instead of, like, you know... Floyd lived down the street. It's like, oh yeah, he lived down the street. You know what I mean? It's a word that kind of substitutes for, like,
okay, yeah, earth. Yeah.
And my name was Pronoun because I was always kind of the quiet nigga that niggas knew but didn't really know like that. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of like, that was like my kind of way of saying, like, these are the thoughts of the quiet nigga kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, nigga, I would get off stage and people would be like, yeah, so what are your pronouns? And I'm like, he, him, his, like, just so you know. You know what I mean? Like, it was
just to be clear.
It was a lot of me having to clarify my sexuality, like, because of my name. And it was just something like, you know, granted, at the same time, like, I have no problem with anybody, you know, what you do, what you do. But, like, when you start, like, kind of getting lightweight, hit on by dudes and shit like that, where it's just like, this is giving a different connotation than what I intended. You know what I'm saying? And then also, like, people would search Pronoun and there's like 18 fucking pronouns. So, like, everybody knows they self pronoun now. So it's like,
that's ridiculous.
People start to find me, you know? So it was kind of one of those things.
Bro, mm-hmm. If you got a two,
what happened?
Bro, if there's a.
I already knew this was coming, Hoodie. What's your question, sir?
I couldn't even get it out, okay. Bro. God, hey,
let me. Fury Floyd. Floyd. Here's you brought this up, and yes, to each his own. This is an ongoing joke on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a twerking contest between Megan Thee Stallion and Saucy Santana, who are you choosing?
Who the fuck is Saucy Santana? Nah, like, for real. I'm dead ass. Like, I don't know who that is.
That's,
like,
good.
Hey.
That's good.
That's a good answer, bro. Yeah,
good answer.
That's a good answer.
Nah, but who's something that, like, is this something I miss? Is there a rapper I don't know about or some shit? Like,
yeah, it's a rapper called Saucy Santana. His pronouns is not your pronouns. Yeah.
His pronouns is Saucy.
Damn.
But yeah. This stemmed from Gilbert Arenas. Gilbert Arenas said he's choosing Saucy Santana. So then that moved over to the pod and Hoodie and Hoodie and some fellow native, creative native, methodical one, who he was choosing. And I got Virgil said he is choosing Saucy Santana.
Damn.
He said, damn.
Well, a new revelation.
I accept the decisions.
Yeah.
In life, man.
Now ask Eckler who he chooses.
Dick him up, man. Stop it. Stop it, bro.
Yeah. And thing, like, that's no disrespect. Like, I ain't even trying to be like, oh, you can't do that or all that's. Like, I just didn't know who the fuck he was.
Hey.
I don't even know the pronouns for Saucy Santana.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know what I mean? Ooh, like, I don't either.
Yeah, I don't want to
mispronoun
and say he or she or not say it or whatever the fuck or them.
Yeah.
And be wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, look, God bless him.
God bless him. But I don't even have to figure all that out because it is always and forever will be back in the stash.
Oh, shit.
Look. Hoodie can all agree with her sometimes. My fault, bro. But listen, Floyd. Back to the album, Floyd. You was greatly breaking this down. And I like your answer about your favorite joints. Mm. Because I thought the intro, that's one of the dopest intros to start a project out, right? Like, I love, like, I've listened to several of your projects with, you know, with the squad. And then, of course, this one. And my favorite tracks are when you on your, you know, your braggadocious raps. I love the whole project. And the whole Dope Dope team, for the most part, we loved your project, too. Obviously, because you got a certified Dope Dope, bro, man.
Yeah, thank y'all. I know y'all don't give them shits out every day. Like, me and Noel got them back to back, but the chances of that are like slim to none. Like, I've submitted other projects to y'all.
Yeah.
And got eight and a half. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, I know that shit don't happen every day. So I appreciate it. It goes to show that people understood it. Cause I know a lot of times in this day and age, if you're not doing that fucking like standard generic shit of, oh, money, bitches, power, blah, 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 a lot of times people just overlook it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So the fact that y'all really gave it a real listen and thought that highly of it really means a lot to a nigga, for real.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, well-deserved, bro. Yeah. Well-deserved. Because I will say, like, to your point earlier when you were talking about the project and how you can't the project came about, is, like, one key thing that stood out, you said the music is the music. Good art, good music is good music. And I don't think a lot of people truly understand that, right? No matter how it comes to you as package, good music is good music. And like, to your point, like, if it's dope, we're gonna make sure that it gets that dope rating. But if it's not, then we don't care who you are. You're not gonna get a certified dope though just because you come on the pod or just because we think you cool. The music speaks for itself, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah. I appreciate it. Like, I work real hard on this shit. Like even like the mixes, bro. Like, shout out to Dom B. He's our engineer and shit. And like, nigga, the first mix always says, you know, master one. Next mix might be master two, master three. At a certain point, we got so many that he just started naming them shits after mix players, because obviously I'm a fucking mix man. So it was like Quickly Master, Brunson Master. Nigga, we ran out of mix players. Like, we rent, like, damn. I got to the point where it was like one of them shits was called like Clyde. One of them was like the Willis Reed version, nigga, Ewing. Like, we went through all the Knicks players. It got to the point where it was the Madison Square Garden version. And those were the ones that ended up on the album.
Yeah.
Like, so he did like a lot of fucking going through and remixing and remixing and changing and tweaking this and tweaking that. And I'm like a perfectionist. So, like, I know, like, I can be real annoying with that shit. Be like, nah, bro. Like, cut that silence at the end of that song to a second and a half instead of 2 seconds. And just shit, like, everything is very, very, very fucking intentional on this album. Like, every little fucking detail is very intentional. So it's like, I'm glad I have a team of people that believe in it and believe in art like that. Because one thing Dom kept saying to me, he's like, nigga, you're not ignoring me. Like, I need this to be great, too. So whatever the fuck you think, like, tell me so I can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we got a team of people that really like love and care about each other and love and care about each other's art. You know what I'm saying?
Dope. Like, that's dope.
And that's the dopest thing about the team, bro. Like, these niggas is really like my brothers, bro. Like, I really like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we run around the country doing shit. We perform together. Sometimes we have studio sessions every Sunday. Sometimes on Sundays, we don't do shit but just sit and shoot the shit. You know what I mean? And don't end up making records because we'll fuck around, get to talking to each other, and 3 hours have passed. You know what I mean? So
I just sit and be like, I believe
you know
it.
Let's put something together. You know what I mean? Like, get on this fucking drum machine. So it's like, yeah, bro. But I'm just glad people are receiving the album and taking from it what I intended for them to take from it, which is, like, I wanted to, like you said, it sounded like I set out to prove something. What I really set out to prove was that this type of music is viable in today's age. Like, that's really what I set out to prove, was that an album about a regular motherfucker with a regular life, with a wife and a kid, who happens to also rap and be good at it, can just talk about his fucking life and it can be dope and people will like it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I set out to prove, that you don't have to fit into all of these fucking generic archetypes of what people believe a rapper is in order to have people really enjoy your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, the point. Like, I wanted to make real music feel good and feel right and feel cool and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm glad people are taking that from it. And there, you know, certain songs, people like, it really hits them in the heart. Like, I know I've played Uncanny Valley for some people and they've been like, yo, this is how I be feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean? Or I play like Say Love and people say like, man, this is how I felt on my wedding day. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, I want to make these connections with people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the album, the tagline on the album, when you go to download it, you know, every time you go to one of our albums on our website, it says, you know, enter a bio. And we usually say some cool shit like, yeah, fucking, you know, the funky sounds of this person, blah, 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 blah. And all I put on mine is an artist's duty is the times, Nina Simone. Because, like, that's one of my favorite quotes of any artist. That, like, Nina Simone was sitting in a fucking in a diner, and it's like a black and white video, like it's a while back. And they asked her, like, you know, why do you do what you do, and why do you make the songs that you make? And she was like, I feel like an artist's duty is to reflect the times. Like, an artist's job is to. She's like, all I do is I go out and I make songs about the situations in my life and the situations in which I find myself. Like, you know, that's, she's like, if you're an artist and you're not reflecting the times that you're living in, I don't know why you want to be an artist. And like, that's, I always felt that way. And that's why I made the shit I made. But until I saw that quote, I never heard somebody put it so succinctly where I'm like, that's it.
That's
what I do. And it's like, that's what I do really well, is I make music that reflects the times that we're living in. I feel like we've gone through so much last four fucking 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, we done had protests, and we done had COVID, and we done had niggas being broke, and we done had fucking Trump, and now fucking, you know, the fuckery we're going through now, and, you know, everything in between. And, like, nobody said shit. Like, nobody said shit about it. Like, not like we got, you know, fucking kids is running out around fucking killing people for nothing every day around
every
here.
Day.
Nobody ever talks about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, nobody ever talks about these fucking kids getting stolen all the time. You know what I mean? Like, so I have to. Like, I wrote that song because fucking I'm in my wife's car right now. Bought my wife the club on my direct deposit re-up to lock a steering column just because we drive a Kia. What the fuck you niggas doing? I'm dead ass.
Yeah, hey.
Like, I'm dead ass.
And that's true. That's a truthful statement.
And you know what's crazy? Like, life imitates art. Art imitates life. I wrote that song because I bought her that so her car wouldn't get stolen. Somebody still stole her fucking car.
Wow.
Somebody stole her car and ripped the fucking club off of the steering wheel on Thanksgiving, my nigga. We woke up Thanksgiving morning to a fucking phone call from the fucking police talking about we got your car. And
y'all like, what?
Yeah, and her shit's all crashed up and shit. And dog, it took like 3 fucking months to get the car back because they gotta, you can only take it to a Kia store for them to fix it because fucking they're the only ones that can fix the ignition thing so it don't happen again. But it happens to so many people so often that you end up in this queue of hundreds of fucking people. So it take them 3 months to get to your fucking car. So like,
God damn.
Throw them in a rental for 3 fucking months because somebody decided on fucking Thanksgiving, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go steal this car and go on a joyride and crash it literally around the fucking corner. And it's like, that's fucked up. People don't understand how much shit you go through off the back of that. And you gotta, yeah, I got insurance, nigga, but I gotta pay $1,000 deductible for them to fix this shit now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta wait 3 months. I gotta pay fucking every day I have the rental. I gotta pay for this fucking rental. Or I get the rental
for a
certain amount of time. But then after that amount of time, you gotta pay for it every day.
Rap.
Dog, she had coverage for 2 months of a fucking rental in case of some shit happened. It was out for 3 months, nigga. We ended up paying for a rental for a whole fucking month. For the last month up until the car got. And it's like, as a kid, you don't know that shit. You don't really care.
Nah, you don't care at all.
But it's like, as an adult, you get it. And it's like, you know, that's why I also put that line in there. It's like, you know, I would ask what's on your mind, but I say that shit in jest. Reminiscing with my bro, how he stole a whip and crashed. We no different from these youngins, just ain't have as many gats, to be honest, bro. Because, like, I don't want to say who it is, but one of my good friends stole a nigga's car, and they was joyriding it in the fucking woods, and they flipped the shit, and it lit on fire. And, like, to us at the time, it was a funny, fucked up story. But in real life, somebody's car got stolen and fucking totaled. And like,
had to do the same shit that Ja went through.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, as you get older, you understand the full context of what you're doing. And when you're a kid, you don't understand. I'm sure if we knew all of that shit was going to be like that, niggas would have thought twice about doing it. These kids ain't fucking evil. They're kids. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know, like, all the shit that goes into this shit. They don't know, like, they haven't gotten to that point of understanding life on an adult level. That doesn't mean they're stupid. They just haven't gotten the life experience to understand the shit they're doing and the effect that it has. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we be acting like these kids is fucked up. These kids ain't no more fucked up than we was. They just got quicker access to guns. And they got fucking social media where it's like, if you get knocked the fuck out, then it ends up on fucking IG and everybody see you get knocked the fuck out. Instead of you getting in a fight and getting knocked the fuck out, niggas just talking about it. Pride is different. The way you got to react is different. Yeah. Nobody want to be that person, so they go straight to the guns. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Yeah, it's different. It's a little bit of both, but yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
And they just stay out here on their own a lot of times, too.
That, too. And it's like, I feel like we're so quick to say that the younger generation is this and that. And it was, who raised these niggas? Our generation raised these niggas. Like, that's a failure on our part. You know what I'm saying? Because our elders that raised us, there was a lot more community. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot more of people where like your fucking friend's mama could come and say some shit to you and tell you to chill the fuck out. And like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is different, man. You know what I mean? So it's like, I can't put it all on these kids, bro. Like, I feel like a lot of it is just with proper guidance. I think all of these kids have potential, even the ones that are wild as fuck. So a lot of times it's just being misunderstood. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Nah, I'm with you. I 100% agree. Like, opportunity and guidance, bro. For real. For real. So Floyd, man, what's next? What can the people expect upcoming?
Shit, fucking. Should I? Okay. Remember Ghetto Gospel? And excuse me, because my phone is about to die. I don't know if I should run and get my charger, or if we can wrap up, or I'm with, yeah, whatever.
It's up to you, man. We just okay. Probably got a couple more things. If you want to wrap after this, that's cool. Real quick.
I can run and get the charger real quick, but real quick, I got an album coming with each member of the Natives. So
that's fine.
I'm gonna have an EP with Q, I'm gonna have an EP with Ramel, and I'm gonna have an EP with Dom. That's what I got coming next. So
more fire.
Yeah. And they're all gonna be different, and they're all dope. And like, we got some shit in the tuck. So
more fire. Yeah. Fire is coming. That's what's up. Well, listen, we're gonna be on here for a little bit more. We got a couple things to talk about. I don't know if your phone's great down now, because we definitely shout out to Furious Floyd, man. We appreciate you stopping by and rocking what's on the pod. I did want to get your take on the whole, because that's the couple of things like that we wanted to talk about some more about. I want to get your thoughts too on the J. Cole diss and then apology. How are you feeling as an MC, as a person? Like, what do you think about that?
Shit, bro. My phone about to die, but I'm going to go plug it in and I'm going to hop back on here if it dies.
All right.
I think Styles P said it best. He was like, as the competitor and the rapper in me, I'm mad at that young man. I'm mad at him. He was like, but as like, you know, the fucking person that's getting older and a little wiser and learning to take care of my spirit, like I really respect it. So it's kind of like, it's just fucking with my frequencies.
Got you conflicted, man. Did we lose Floyd? Like, his phone might have died. Hoodie.
What's up?
What up, man? Shout out to Floyd, man. I think his phone died, man. He's just on her stuff like you was for a little bit at first. Bruh.
Hey, hold up. I'm sorry, y'all got what y'all want, man. Y'all know I'm the nigga with no filter on this podcast.
Let's go.
That nigga actually said, you wanna keep going? He said, I go get my charger. I'm sorry. Hey, y'all know, nigga, I'm gonna keep it funky. That nigga said I'm gonna go get my charger. I probably said, God damn.
And nigga,
I fuck with it. Hey, Floyd, it ain't, and I promise when you listen to this back, it ain't because of you, boy. It's just me and Acklin B. Hey, me and that nigga Acklin be looking at the clock.
Hey, hey, because listen, hey, you know, I'm always trying to exit.
So, hey, I want you to think it's you at all, Floyd. Me and Acklin just be looking at that clock like,
nah.
Wrap up time, about that time.
Yeah. That's a fact. If he get back on before we wrap, that's cool, because I wanted to get some more of his thoughts on the whole situation. But if he doesn't, real quick, shout out to Floyd.
Yeah, shout out, man. I fuck with that grown man rap.
Yeah, me too. Shout out to that Invincible Spit Kicker 3, man. Listen, because I wanted to ask him when he was going to release it to the streaming platform, just to release it to the masses. I know he's letting it cook on their site. So make sure y'all go tap in with Furious Floyd and Invincible Spit Kicker 3. Make sure y'all tap in with that on butisitdopedo.com. Check out his album review by me. He got a certified dope, though. And I did want to talk some shit, Hoodie, too.
I don't know if it's me, bro, but you look like American online internet right now, bro.
For real? That's what you looking like to me.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It might be my shit. My shit might be. It might be wrap-up time.
I don't know what's going on.
That's what you looking like right now, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Damn. They trying to tell us something. They trying to tell us get a bobber.
Yeah, I wonder how it's going to look at the end of the day, because, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to be real quick. I just want to say that, like, these album reviews are back, and we told you niggas everybody's not going to get a certified dope, though. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, the energy was real high with them first two. The energy was high. And shout out to the artists. They've been supporting. But the energy was real high. Huh?
Y'all done had the first drop off?
Nah, but I'm just saying, I seen the energy not be as high. The frequencies wasn't up with the last one we dropped out. We dropped out, and you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it was because they didn't get a certified dope, though, or not. I'm really not sure. I hope it wasn't. But listen, y'all niggas need to keep that same energy that y'all have when y'all want us to review the project, that when we actually review the project, man. Like, you know, it is what it is, bro.
I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all niggas better be glad I ain't got the time to do it, because my niggas is, I see the conversations. My niggas is really generous towards y'all, dog. So, hey, y'all better be glad I ain't got the time to do it, because, nigga, I ain't giving niggas no sympathy.
Hey, I'm saying.
Seeing them.
You,
like, they really very fair with their grades, y'all.
I'm saying. All in busy. We do projects, G. So if you got an EP or actual album, send that in to buddiesitdopedo@gmail.com, man. Tap in with us. But hey, that's what I'm saying, Hoodie. Like, yeah, you've been in the car, you've been seeing some of them shits.
Yeah.
That's why I got hit niggas with the Drewski.
Man. Real, no, man.
We ain't moving real, them numbers. It's been some good debates back and forth, and I love it. Because I love it when, you know what I'm saying, we can go back and forth debating with each other and throwing jokes and shit. And, you know what I'm saying, it's all I love. So I like it, man. It keep the group chat energized, dog. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's all love. But, yeah, Hoodie, I would love to see you talk about some of these projects in the group chat or whatever. But, yeah.
Man,
like,
look, I ain't even lie to y'all, dog. Like, hey. I be feeling like a chicken with his head cut off trying to make sure I'm here at 7 o'clock, bro.
Nah, and, I feel you. You got a lot of shit going on.
Man, my son done started football, flag football now. He got practice.
Oh, God, I already know.
He's in the crib, bro. Like, hey, nigga, I be feeling like, nigga, by the time I sit down, nigga, I got to jump right on this motherfucker, make sure my phone charged.
But it's all like, good, bro. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, you hear we rocking out. Man, listen, man. Hey, what you saying? The dial up done started. Hoodie, what else we got going on? I don't know. We about to get on up off here, man.
I'm trying to think. thing, bro. Anything else interesting happen? We talked about Meek wilding.
We talked about Cole. Like, my question of the day, just real quick, I want to get your thoughts on this, bro. You're an artist. You're an MC. A dope MC at that, by the way. But listen, and you kind of touched on this already. Can you be the best or call yourself one of the best if you don't lyrically compete, especially when somebody call you out?
I don't think it's fair to call yourself the best if you're not willing to rap.
And bro, yeah, that's all I'm saying, bro.
I don't think it's fair.
Yeah, especially if there is a few other people in your league or your caliber and they saying y'all the top ones and you yourself has been calling yourself the top one, and then one of those people that's your peers call you out, bro, lyrically. Like, it's not a beef. Like, they not, yeah. They, y'all not fighting.
I give y'all a perfect example. But not too long ago, it was some niggas going back and forth about rappers in Kentucky and all this shit. And guess what Hoodie did? Blasphemy on streaming services. Y'all can go check that out right now. Blasphemy is out there. Hoodie dropped that. And all the rappers did was tell me I went hard. Didn't nobody else rap back.
Yeah, Hoodie rap though. That's the main thing, right?
Yeah, Hoodie can rap when he wants to. Don't let this dynasty shit fool you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Hoodie competed.
Fucked up.
Hoodie said, "Fuck all that shit y'all talking about, nigga." Bars.
Hey, nigga, I said, "Hey," and I quote. Y'all can quote this because I like this part. I said, "Niggas make top 50 lists, and I body 43." See, I'm nice. I left y'all 7 for wiggle room. There's some throwaway shit I wrote in my living room. And it's just me in the gym playing shoot around. Imagine if I put the jersey on and went for 30. Because, nigga, I've been here. When was you around? Got the shit in my soul of young Jimmy Early. Yeah, nigga, it be shit like that. Yeah, little light bars. Hey. Little love tapping y'all, man.
He competed. He rapped. If another nigga rap, he not gonna apologize.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. And I ain't apologize about barring this song. I like the competition.
And
it's shit fun to me.
That shit fun, bro. That shit fun. And you ain't apologize for none of the shit you said in the comments.
Hell no. Not at all. I ain't apologize about nothing I say on the pod. I ain't apologize about nothing.
Oh shit. Nothing.
Hey, but Hoodie ain't got no filter though, dog. Yeah. So, hey, did this nigga pop that
Floyd, bro? Floyd back. He rocking with us. Floyd.
Yeah, I'm back.
Rip, before we get out of here, this is the question of the day, Floyd. And Hoodie, Hoodie responded already. We'll get your thoughts on this. Can you be the best or call yourself the best if you don't lyrically compete as a rapper, as an MC, especially after being called out?
No. Like, nah.
Quick.
And,
nah, yeah.
And like here's the thing. Like, the way I feel about it is this. It's kind of like, I feel J. Cole, and I understand where he's coming from. But also at the same time, shouldn't have been talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like it's kind of like, exactly. It's kind of that simple. It's like, bro, you have spent the last probably year talking about how you're the best rapper. You're going, you know, fucking anybody get on a song with you is going to die. I wish a nigga would. All of that. Kendrick said something. And Kendrick didn't even really go at J. Cole. And I think that's where he's like, where he heard he was conflicted, misusing his influence type shit. Like, I feel like that's where it came from. It's just the fact that, like, Kendrick didn't really go at him. Kendrick went at Drake. Kendrick just said, fuck the big three, nigga. It's just big me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the part that was towards Cole, but that wasn't necessarily a diss at Cole. That was kind of just saying, like, nigga, I'm number one. It's more of a braggadocious thing on his end than him shitting on him. Most of that verse was directed directly at Drake. So, like...
And see, that's how I feel. I like it. I like what you just said, though. Because when I say... Because I feel the same way. When I say, hey, niggas can't rap better than me, I'm a fucking monster, I'm a beast, I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about. It ain't necessarily a diss if unless you want to take it that way, but it's more about me bigging myself up.
Exactly. Bro, this is why, like Acklin was saying, like, you know, I like when you get in your bag of, you know, kind of braggadocious talking your shit on you know, about rapping. Mm-hmm. I do that once per album. Yeah. Like, only once. And then everything else, all the songs are about something. But every song, every album, I have one song where I'm like, I wish one of you little niggas would. You would, nigga, because I'm nice and I'm cerebral. I can tell stories and I will explain in detail why you're being a bitch ass nigga right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the same time, I don't desire to hurt anybody's career or to like, you know, or fuck anybody's fucking flow up. So it's like, I understand where Cole is coming from. It's like, yo, like, Kendrick's his mans. He didn't really come at him. He came out and shitting on his discography. He kind of feel bad about that. But really what it is he was saying, like, he said in that shit, he said, you know, just me trying to find an angle. I don't think he really believed that shit about To Pimp a Butterfly. I think that's what everybody was saying.
Yeah.
I don't think he believed it, but I did.
Said it though, and the thing about it is like that's just going off of the general discourse of what it worked. That's finding an angle. Like, if you're gonna shit on one of his albums, it would be that one because you can't shit on Good Kid, Mad City. You know what I mean? Nah. You can't really shit on Damn. You can kind of try to shit on the new one, but I personally like the new album a lot.
And you can kind of shit on
To Pimp a Butterfly because those are the two that didn't get universal praise. Man, this jazz shit is super, super weird. Or, man, you making a whole album, like, talk about your feelings. And those are the two that everybody didn't absolutely love.
Well, let me ask
you, like, if you're going to attack two, that's what you do.
You think Kendrick they still classics.
Like, Kendrick ain't never missed, bro, for real. Like, he has one of the most rock-solid discographies of any rapper. Like, every rapper has a dud where it's like, ah, that wasn't really it. But even the ones for him that's like, ah, that wasn't really it. Like, niggas feel like, you know, To Pimp a Butterfly, ah, it wasn't really it. But, like, that nigga want to pull its supplies for it. And it's in the fucking Library of Congress. And, like, you know, nobody's ever had even their ones that people don't really universally praise still get such high, crazy fucking praise. So, like, in real life, like, you know, you kind of... Yeah, if you're going to come at him, coming at him for his discography is probably not how you want to go about it. And I don't think he really believed that shit in the first place. So then he kind of felt corny on the fact that he said a bunch of shit he kind of didn't believe to find an angle.
Now, y'all
know what I'm saying? And that kind of made
y'all
him,
got quit like, acting like Here Come the Hot Steppers was the dopest album or whatever that shit was called.
What here's the thing. I don't think that's the dopest album, but I do think that that album was very similar to my recent album, which is that it's about being a grown ass man with grown man problems and not being as braggadocious and not being. Now, at the same time, there are songs on there that I don't really listen to. You know what I mean? Like, but there are songs on there that I absolutely love. Like the Father Time song is fucking incredible. The fucking Count Me Out song is fucking incredible. Like, he has incredible songs on there. But I think it's also kind of, that's the thing with doing a double disc, too. When you do a double disc and you have that many tracks, it's that much easier for, since some of them are going to stand out, for to not, it was a double disc album.
So it's like 28 songs that I didn't give a fuck about.
Yes.
So the thing is, like, it's harder to make a absolutely classic from top to bottom album, even if all the songs are really good, because that disparity between the ones that are great and the ones are good is like more apparent when you have so many songs. So it's hard to have a double disc that's like absolutely crazy like that from top to bottom. Some of the songs that I might not really feel that much might be some other people's favorite song, but it's hard to hit like that on every one with everybody if you have so many songs.
It's just
a function of the medium of doing a double disc. You know what I mean? It's not even nothing against Kendrick. So like, but like, I feel like, I understand why he did what he did, and I respect it on some level. On a man-to-man, grown man level, I respect it. On a hip-hop competitive rapper level, I'm like, my nigga, you can't just come out and apologize, bro. Especially because here's the other thing about it. What if Kendrick don't accept this apology?
Hey, I thought about that, like, too. Like, what if Kendrick come out Friday with another song?
What if Kendrick come out and just flip his whole fucking shit and flip his song? Why y'all acting like a bitch? You know what I mean? And comes in and flips that and comes, why you out here acting like a bitch? You know what I mean? Why you out here acting insecure? Be hold tight to a nigga and be sure, and then murders him on his own beat.
See, like, here's the thing, bro. I'm not even the biggest Kendrick supporter, like, bro.
What's that?
I'm not the biggest Kendrick supporter at all, bro. Like, you know this, Ackland. I don't think he's just horrible, but I definitely think Kendrick is overhyped, bro. Like, I really do think Kendrick Lamar is overhyped.
I think Kendrick is one of the absolute best at crafting albums and bodies of work. And because of that, it's like you can't, when you put out a great album and then your next album is also great, even if people don't think it's great, but it's considered great in the general consensus, you know what I mean? And you keep doing that, like there's a certain amount of just fucking prestige that you're going to have. Period. Bro, I could, like, regardless
of that, his last album was a double disc. That's crazy.
I liked it. Personally, I like that album, but it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, bro, if you're going to come out and talk about how you're the best fucking rapper and you're the best fucking rapper, and then another nigga that's considered one of the other best rappers comes out and this is you and you decide to respond, one, you can't come that light, and two, you cannot get on the stage at your fucking festival and apologize, my nigga. Like, that is not, like, bro, you lost. But then if he decides to make a track, you lose. Like if Kendrick comes out and just fucking bodies J. Cole and comes out with some hit 'em up ether level shit, some Story of Adidon level shit, and comes out and bodies Cole, then Cole's in the fucking unfortunate position where it's like, damn, nigga, you did all that apologizing. Now you need to respond, but can you respond without looking like a bitch for even responding?
I wish
you apologized. Let that ride? Like, it's like you put yourself in such a precarious position, my nigga. Like, you should. I can't say what he should or shouldn't have done, but me? Nah.
Now,
like me, honestly, I might, if I felt that strongly about it that I didn't want to go at him, I probably wouldn't have in the first place. But once you step out there, nigga, you got to stand on business, bro. Yeah. Like, you know what
I mean?
That's
what we were saying earlier.
Apologize and then expect, like you shouldn't have said that shit you said. You can never take back that, oh, your album was whack. You know what I mean? You can never take that back. And as an artist,
type shit, you can't take it back, bro.
A nigga come out and say one of my albums is whack and shit on a track, and then come out and apologize later, I might be like, okay, cool, but I'm never gonna forget that shit, bro. I'm never gonna feel good about that. I'm never gonna feel the same way about you. So it's like, if you really didn't feel that way, you shouldn't have fucking said it. You know what I mean? Like, but also, like, niggas are entitled to make mistakes. So it's like, the fact that he's trying to own up to what he feels is a mistake on his part, I respect that to some level. But on some hip hop shit, nigga, nah.
Hoodie, what was you saying?
Man, I forgot what was I saying.
The other thing about that shit too is like one of the reasons why people were excited about the Kendrick and Cole beef too is that nobody really felt like it was a personal thing. Like, this wasn't you niggas have a problem with each other, one of y'all fucked the other one's girl, whatever. It wasn't that. Like, y'all niggas are both trying to stake a claim to be the best. Y'all can compete to be the best without having static like that. Yeah. And we fully expected it to be that. Like, Kendrick might have jumped out the window and said some disrespectful shit because Kendrick don't give a fuck. But at the same time, like, nigga, y'all could have kept it completely on wax and we would have just respected it as a battle. Like, that would have been one of the first high-profile, like, rap battles and diss records back and forth we would have walked away being like, nah, y'all niggas could still be friends after this. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like he took it so to heart because he took an angle that he didn't really believe in. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't believe in himself. Hoodie, what was that again?
That's all I was saying. I was just saying I wish I was there. I feel like J. Cole needed somebody to tell him, hey,
pat him on the back.
Don't go out there and do that soft
shit. I don't think nobody knew he was going to do it. I think he got on stage and he was sitting there rapping and he got to his little lull in between his songs where he talks to the crowd and he just said that shit. And I feel like there's definitely niggas on Dreamville that was standing off to the side like, what are you doing, Mike?
He definitely let Nas down, though.
Nah, for real.
Hey, listen, damn, man, I feel like we could talk, and I love a good hip-hop conversation, bro. Like, I'm glad when we get people on here. We can talk this hip-hop shit, but I feel like we can talk this for hours and hours, man. But Yeah. Floyd, we appreciate you jumping back on.
Yeah.
While you was out, we was telling people, man, the Invincible Spit Kicker 3, man, look, yeah, make sure y'all tap in. If y'all talk all this shit week over week about wanting good music with some substance, y'all want good music to listen to, this is one of those projects, bro. Like, yo, go tap in and listen to this project. Buffalo, for real.
No, I got it, nigga. I do this. This is what I do. Like, I make really, really good music, like the shit we grew up on. And that's not corny, and that don't feel dated, and I'm not a hip-hop, a hibbit-to-hibbit. It's not that, bro. I can rap my ass off, and I also don't just be speed rapping through the entire album where you're just trying to listen and trying to follow it the whole fucking time. Like, it's a really good, balanced, great hip-hop album.
Yeah,
like, and yo, it's not on Spotify or any of that shit yet. It's going to be. To find my album, it's bcreative.com. It's www.bkr8b. So BK like Brooklyn, BKR, the number 8B. Bcreative, bkr8b.com. All of our albums are on there. All of them besides my album are on true. But all of our albums are on there too for purchase. My album is up for the time being until it goes on streaming. It's free. So like, I'm not charging y'all. You can go on there, you can listen to the whole album there. If you get through the first three songs, nigga, and you don't feel like getting downloaded, I'd be very fucking surprised. Like, very surprised. Like, tap and in. I'm not even a big talking beat my chest ass nigga. This is a classic. Like, I got one. For real. Like, fuck with me. Be creative, bkr8v.com.
You heard it here first, man. Furious Floyd, man. We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you. Appreciate you jumping, tapping in with the pod.
Oh yeah.
Hoodie, what you got? Too much to talk about.
yacht party, music,
award show.
Jim Award is coming June 1st. You can go vote at 100magazine.com. You can nominate all your artists, man, that you think around the world should be nominated for the awards. Magazine, we got a new magazine issue coming out.
Okay.
Bro, I'm trying to make sure I ain't missing nothing. I said the yacht, I said the I think that's all I can think of right now. I hope I ain't missing nothing.
All right. Listen, man, listen.
Hold on, real quick.
Go ahead, Floyd.
One, this Thursday at Planet of the Tapes, we got a show at Planet of the Tapes. I'm not performing, unfortunately, because I'm performing at Louisville. So that's the second thing.
Okay.
It's Ramel with two L's and Don B and Charlie three times performing. It's going to be at Planet of the Tapes on this Thursday. It's a fire show, and they are bringing fucking fire shit. So Planet of the Tapes, pull up on niggas on Thursday. And then I'll be performing at Louis Vuitton this year. So I'm
going
to solo set at Louis Vuitton. I'm on Friday night at 9:20. So come fuck with me. I'm bringing the new shit, obviously. I'm also bringing old shit. I might do the first song I ever wrote, honestly. I've been thinking about throwing it in the set. You know what I mean? But like, yeah.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all tap in, man. Look, good music is out this week, man. And tap in with them natives, man. They stay busy.
Nice. Fact. Everybody on the label is dope. It's not just me. Everybody on the label is super fucking dope. Everybody's every bit as dope as me in different lanes. So we got something for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, we got all types
variety.
Of different
variety. That's what's up, man. We appreciate you. Look, and make sure y'all tap in, man. I got a new episode of the All Things Applied podcast, man. Me and the fam dropping this week. So make sure y'all tap in with that.
We'll check you out.
Yeah, All Things Applied podcast. Make sure y'all spin the block each and every Monday. You know, me and Hoodie will be here, man, with the Dope podcast, man. So spin the block.
We're
going to talk at pop culture, hip hop, all that good shit. What up, Hoodie? Every one of them, man. Every Monday, man. Furious Floyd, man. We appreciate you rocking out with us this week, man. Listen, until next time, man. Salute, fella. Salute. Yes, sir. Peace. Y'all be easy.
Yep. Likewise.